Let us look in the Word of God today for some beautiful thoughts about Jesus at this Christmas time. Let us take as our thought for the day Luke, the first chapter, in verse 27. And we find that the angel Gabriel had come to a virgin, a spouse to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Let us consider for our thought for today the subject of a virgin. And we can ascertain then why that Jesus Christ had to come by a virgin. Let us turn to Isaiah, the 7th chapter, and we'll see where that the Lord prophesied many, many years previously how that his son would be born of a virgin. In Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, and behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And so it was necessary for our beloved Jesus to come and be born of a virgin, because it was necessary for him to have a holy, harmless, undefiled, separated body that could be come a living sacrifice for a sinful mankind. And we know that according to medical statistical facts, that the seed of the man is 85,000 times approximately smaller than the seed of the woman. And we can see from this lesson here the tremendous power of the divine power and word of God. The Bible said that the word of God was made flesh and he dwelt among us. So this small seed of the word of God came down and joined itself to the seed of the Virgin Mary and sanctified that seed, because the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. The Bible says the wicked are strange from the womb, they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. So we can see that all mankind was and has been born in sin since Adam the first. So God sent his holy word in a small form to enter into the Virgin Mary and to sanctify the humanity seed so that there could be a holy body conceived. And we can see this principle in Exodus 30th chapter in verse 29 from the Old Testament tabernacle, which was a figure, a shadow, a type of Jesus Christ, the living, true tabernacle, the word that tabernacled in flesh. And in that verse, it says that even the furniture that was in the figure, the shadow, and the type had power to make holy or to sanctify everything that touched, even just the shadow. So how much more can Jesus Christ sanctify our hearts, sanctify our beings with the smallest portion of his word? What a blessed thought, a thought that can change your heart and life for eternity. Don't give up out there. Don't say that your problems are too great, your sins are too big. If the smallness of the seed of the word that came into the body of the Virgin Mary could sanctify her humanity seed to where that a holy body, a holy humanity could be conceived to become a sacrifice for us at Calvary's cross, how much more can a greater portion or even a small portion of the word of God do for us? And if the shadow, the figure, that the type could sanctify everything and everyone that touched it, how much more then will it sanctify us if we touch the Word of God? And let's not forget that at this Christmas season, in the midst of the complexities of Christmas and all of the hustle and scurrying around, let us remember that Christmas is the Word in flesh. And let us turn our thoughts upon Jesus Christ. And let us touch the Word day by day. Even one scripture read day by day has power to sanctify your entire being. Like the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. There is sanctifying power in in the Word. Jesus said, Father, sanctify them with thy truth. Thy Word is truth. And so the Word of God has sanctifying power. We see it, as we said, in the Old Testament tabernacle, shadow and figure and type. We see it in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that he sanctified the seed of the Virgin Mary, because the book of Hebrews testifies in the 7th chapter that Jesus Christ was holy, separate, undefiled, harmless, a holy offering unto the Lord for the sin of mankind. And then again, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Word. So we see that the Word of God has always sanctified. The Word of God is always made clean. The Word of God is always made holy. So if we put Christ in Christmas and we turn our thoughts unto him, then Christmas will be a holy, precious, blessed time for us. But without the Christ, without the Word to sanctify Christmas, then it will have a small meaning for us, if any. And likewise, in our own hearts and lives, thinking and thoughts, beloved, affect you, whether they be good or bad. Our actions, our feelings are all products of our thinking. And the Word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we think upon the Word of God, that holy, pure, powerful Word of God, then God will sanctify our hearts mightily with his truth. It's so precious to lay hold of the Word of truth. Yes, a virgin did conceive and bear forth a son. And this virgin was sanctified by the living Word that entered in unto her. Yes, the angel came to Mary and said that she was highly favored among women. What a favor that the Word of God should sanctify her flesh, her seed, her humanity. And we're highly favored of God when he gives us the opportunity to know Jesus Christ and feast upon his Word and let his holy, precious Word sanctify and cleanse our hearts with his divine purity and his divine power through that precious Word. The Word of God became equal with the Virgin Mary. And how great is his humility to come down and be willing to humble us that we might be joined to him. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and we pray that you, O God, would hide the words of that truth into our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you will just seal your Word. We pray, Lord, that your Word might have full, free course in our wills and our hearts and our lives, that we might also be like our blessed Savior, be holy and harmless and separate from sinners and undefiled and separated unto thy divine holy will. Bless, we pray, in Jesus' lovely, precious name. Amen.